Yeah, it's Thursday morning. It's always in the 9 o'clock hour, you know. They come in here, but we're one short.
Now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
You know, I say we're one short, but I don't know if I can say short after what the baby was. I mean, Bauman,
baby.
I tell you what, especially for Celia, you know, she's not a big lady at all. Big baby boy, but we're proud for him. Hey, don't know when he'll be back, but what are we doing here?
Starting off with the usual segment, Mad Libs.
Mad Libs, okay. So I'm doing one for me and one for him. Yeah. I'll do his first.
You want to do his first?
Yeah.
Start with an adjective.
How about grotesque?
A place.
A place?
Yeah.
The zoo?
An adjective.
Oh, man, you're throwing a bunch of ads at me. Let's see. How about sparkling?
A funny name.
A funny name? A funny name. Are you talking about a person? Like,
yeah.
Funny name? Okay. How about a grape ape?
A food.
A food?
Yeah, it's good. It's got to be
food. Coleslaw.
A past tense verb.
A past tense verb. Heckled.
An adjective.
Man, you kidding me with a bunch of ads today. Adjective, how about, how about, rinsing?
That's not an adjective.
Yeah. Rinsing. Well, you're not thinking on the same wavelength. How about a squeezing?
Squeezing's not an adjective.
Okay, I get you. How about enormous?
A plural noun.
A plural noun.
Yeah.
Nuns.
A body part.
A body part. How about the thumb?
The thumb.
Yeah, thumb.
An object.
An object. Frisbee.
A funny exclamation.
Uh-oh.
A plural noun.
A plural noun. How about... let's see. How about pool balls or billiard balls?
All right, you ready for the story?
Yeah, let's see it.
It's called The Alien Encounter.
With Giddens.
With Giddens.
Okay.
Last night, a grotesque spaceship landed in Giddens Zoo. Out came a sparkling alien named Grape Ape.
Grape Ape. You don't even know who Grape Ape
no.
is.
It offered him a coleslaw, but accidentally heckled it.
Wow.
Then they had an enormous dance contest on top of a nun.
That don't sound real good.
Giddens' thumb got stuck in a frisbee during the contest, and the alien shouted, uh-oh.
His thumb got caught in a frisbee. Oh, Lord, I thought you was going to say something else.
Finally, they agreed to trade pool balls instead of war.
Oh, that ain't good either. Them could hurt. Billiard balls are not, they're not soft. All right.
You ready for yours?
What am I doing here?
All right, give me a name.
A name. Giddo.
Give me another name.
Shepherd.
An adjective. Got you another adjective.
Man, I tell you, that's about six of them you've thrown on me here.
There's one more, too.
Oh, my
later
goodness.
Later in the story.
How about electrifying?
That's a good one. A plural noun.
A plural noun. How about soccer nets?
a household object.
A plunger.
A verb ending in ing. That's when you can use like squeezing and all that type of stuff.
We'll use that then.
Squeezing? Squeezing,
yeah, with a plunger.
That's no good.
Ginn's got one of those in every room.
An adjective.
Oh, man, you're killing
this is
me.
This is the last one.
You're killing me with these ads. Let's see. Adjective. I come up with electrifying. What about deplorable? You know how to spell that, Bobby?
I got it. Won't win the spelling bee, but it'll do. A plural noun.
A plural noun. How about jackets?
A food.
Shrimp.
A name.
A name. Law dog.
A past tense verb.
A past tense verb. Gathered.
A funny exclamation.
Whoops.
Oh, no. Are you ready for the story?
I'm ready.
It's titled The Epic Sleepover.
Oh, Lord. I don't want Giddens and Law Dog sleeping over my
And Shepherd. The newborn baby. You already dealt with that before.
Yeah. Don't want to go down that road again.
Last weekend, David had a sleepover with Giddo and Shepherd.
Oh, my goodness.
No sleep for David.
No.
Or Giddo. They decided to watch an electrifying movie about soccer nets.
That's not electrifying. I should have said boring.
Suddenly, their plunger started squeezing and a deplorable monster appeared.
Oh, my God. Squeezing with a plunger. That don't sound good.
They tried to fight it with jackets, but it only liked shrimp.
Wow. It only liked shrimp.
Then the law dog accidentally gathered on the monster, and it yelled whoops.
Oh, my goodness. The law dog's in trouble. Whoops.
That's it. This is the story.
That, man. How about the electrifying plunger in every room of law dog and Giddo's house?